Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Duncan, the Official Coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to everyone out there listening. Thank you so much for that. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Midweek morning mouth off, 45 minutes from right now. Would you be okay with trading Sidney Crosby? Your take, the best one, get some tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival. Willie Nelson, John Fogerty, some other assorted friends. A fun time August 12th at Star Lake. Half hour from now, perhaps someone learned the hard way, the real hard way, that you can't keep certain things in your house. And it happened locally. Break a story on the local news right now. This is just wacky, totally wacky. All right, so there was a tweet yesterday by our good friend, the Kaboom, Mark Caboli, that he put out there. And what do we make of it? Crowley, I know you had it in front of you. You were discussing it earlier. Why don't you give it to the people, and then we'll discuss.
Caboli said on Twitter, quote, "Last year I said the Steelers' offense was going to be awful for a couple of months, and it was. This year I'm saying that Kenny Pickett is going to make a next-level jump that will put him right below the elites of the AFC in Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, Herbert, and Jackson," end quote.
All right, discuss. So, one, what does Mark Caboli know that everybody else doesn't? I'm not knocking him. I'm just wondering, like, isn't this just a guess as much as
it is an opinion?
An educated one, I guess, right? Yeah. I mean, what's a next level? I mean, what's...
Does he become a car brother then? Like, I mean, is the car that was in Vegas and now is in New Orleans, is that the level behind those guys? Is that a guy that you slot in behind Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, Herbert, and Jackson? I'm trying to come up with a name.
Puts
him on par with Lawrence and Tua.
Yeah.
I think it would put him in the, yes, Lawrence and Tua category. And if that's what he becomes, if that's what he is, and if he does so this year, that's huge. He does need to make the jump now, though. It can't be another year of, oh, well, did Matt Canada hold him back? Or, oh, was it the offensive line? Or, oh, well, he didn't throw that many touchdown passes, but he sure did this good or that good. I'm tired of the cute stuff with Kenny. And I was on board with that. I was okay with it year one. Oh, he threw this great ball. Oh, look at him rolling to his left. Here and there, taking things away and saying, Kenny Pickett did that well at this time during this game. Now it needs to be consistent, and it needs to happen. And if he falls into that next category, then it's a huge success, I think, at 20th overall.
Well, any NFL player that wants to make a jump and have longevity in his career and actually have a successful career in the NFL has to make the jump from year one to year two. I mean, that's the biggest jump you make in your career. To me, and not to get into the weeds a little bit, to me, it comes down to this with Kenny. Is Kenny going to work on the things that he's not good at, or is he going to enhance the things that he's really good at? Like, that's what he's probably contemplating right now whenever he's training and he's going through the things with our guy, Tony Rasiopi. Do you work on the things that you're really good at, or do you work on the things that you're not good at and try to get them to the level that you are good at? So Kenny needs to know the things that he's very, very good at and enhance them, I believe, to another level. And I think that will push him forward.
All right, would he be better than Rodgers and Lawrence and Wilson and Tua? And, you know, we're still talking like the 11th best quarterback then.
Or in that second tier of...
Correct. And whenever you are drafted as a first-round guy, I guess this becomes the question then. If you're drafted as the first-round guy, does a guy that is about the middle of the pack in the NFL, is that good enough to what your pedigree should be if you're a first round pick.
If he gives me Trevor Lawrence's second year numbers this coming season, I'll be good with it. 25 touchdowns, 8 picks, quarterback rating right around just over 95. 9-8 record. A 9-8 record would still be somewhat disappointing, but you could argue he's got a better team built around him than Lawrence had in Jacksonville this past year. But you give me that 4,000 yards, 25 touch, 8 pick season that Lawrence just had, that's good enough for me from Kenny to say he's made a next level leap.
To me, he has to make the leap that Jalen Hurts made, minus the running. Like, that's where Jalen Hurts made that big leap in his third year, whatever year he's in. But he needs to make the leap that Jalen Hurts made, obviously minus the running ability. Maybe he'll be a better runner too, but he needs to make that leap.
Here's my problem with the whole first-round pick thing. I mean, Allen's a first-round pick. Burrow's a first-round pick. Mahomes a first-round pick. Herbert's a first-round pick. Lamar Jackson a first-round pick. Aaron Rodgers, well, first-round pick. Deshaun Watson a first-round pick. All these guys, Tua a first-round pick. All those guys are first-round picks. Some of them are, in Allen and Mahomes, and maybe even Burrow's case, on track to be all-time kind of quarterbacks. I don't need Kenny Pickett to be that. If he is, I mean, my God. I just need him to be good enough to where you can build a roster around him and win. And if he takes that step this year, I'm more than okay with it.
Yeah, and I understand Mark's point. And it's, again, a projection and a guess that he's making. I just don't know what it's based on. What is there? What does he look at? And I like Kenny Pickett. I do. But what was there when you look at the hard numbers and you look at the performances, what was there that you build off of that you look at as something that was springy that you bounce off and you say, here was the big positive why there is going to be. This wouldn't be incremental growth. This would be exponential growth. In one off season, is it the videos in Florida? Is it like how? What is it?
It's based off of what he did last year at the end of the year.
I was going to say based off of, and I was pretty critical of Kenny early in the year, despite the fact that he was going up against some pretty good teams when he got thrown in there to the Wolves. But the throws that were being made, for example, late in the Miami game, right? He wasn't making those throws. He was making the throw that he made, for example, to Najee in Baltimore. And that for me, or the throw to beat Vegas at the end of that game. That's to me, I can't go based on what he's doing in the offseason because, like you said, Colin, we're not privy to that video and what he's doing in workouts unless it's posted on social media. That's, I'm kind of on board with what you're saying there, Dorn, in that what I saw in late December, early January, as compared to what I saw when he got thrown in there for the first few weeks, tells me that growth happened pretty steadily throughout the year. You got results from it late, and that it should be, to your point, Colin, exponential going through.
They scored more than 19 points just once in their last 5 games.
Yeah, and I think that's an indictment of the offense as a whole, more than Kenny Pickett.
I think if you look at Trevor Lawrence's trajectory and you look at Kenny Pickett's on a faster trajectory to have a better second year, faster than Trevor Lawrence. I mean, if you look at Trevor Lawrence after in his first year at the end of the year, Kenny is definitely had a better year last year at the end of his first year than Trevor Lawrence did. If you base it off of that, it's like, all right, he's in the middle pack. He's around Trevor Lawrence's area, or he should be. You would think that he would make a huge jump like Trevor Lawrence did, but maybe even quicker because he had a better end of the year than Trevor Lawrence did his first year.
I can't go there because Trevor Lawrence had a gigantic inhibiting factor.
So does Kenny.
He does too. He has Matt Canada, but his head coach was an offensive guy that was an inhibiting factor.
That's a great point.
And they got fired before.
And then he
jumped.
Got out of the way, and we saw Trevor Lawrence just be able to cook.
But Trevor Lawrence was also the first pick of the draft.
Oh, for sure. But I guess I have different expectations. Like, I don't live in a world where I ever think Kenny Pickett will be as good a quarterback as Trevor Lawrence. I don't. And if that's unfair to Kenny Pickett, that is. And if that's unfair to people that think I need to scream all things black and gold because I live in Pittsburgh, it is. And if that's unfair because I die with the Steelers, I do. I want them to win. I want Kenny Pickett to be better than Bradshaw and better than Ben. I just don't know if he will be. I look at those two objectively. I don't think Kenny Pickett will ever be better than Trevor Lawrence.
I think he'll win more playoff games in his career.
Yeah, right. I don't know if we can ask him to be better than Lawrence. Not just because Lawrence is a year ahead of the curve, but because I do think there's just there's more talent in there. And this is not a knock on Kenny. Kenny's a talented guy. He's a good quarterback. He's a very good quarterback at times, and I think is capable of being a very good quarterback at times. Trevor Lawrence is just, I think, going to be better.
Well, yeah, just like you guys are saying, Trevor Lawrence was the first pick. If Kenny had the same talent as Trevor Lawrence, Kenny would have been the first pick of the draft.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I also think that Kenny Pickett got done wrong by the organization last year. He was the 20th pick, the first quarterback taken, and was not given the opportunity to be the starter from day one, to work with all of the other starters. He was thrown into the fire in the middle of the Jets game whenever he was not told that he was going to be in there. And then his first two road games are in Buffalo and in Philadelphia, and he got hurt a couple of times last year. It was not a great situation for Kenny Pickett. Now he's got an entire offseason after, I thought, playing much better at the end of the year when he didn't turn it over, after turning it over a bunch early. I think Kenny Pickett is going to have a much, much statistically better season this year than last year,
but
for all those reasons.
Whenever Mark Caboli, and really dicing this apart, and it's one tweet, but I mean, that's what we do. And by the way, Twitter brought to you, oddly enough, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. So whenever you dice this apart and he lists those names and he said, well, all things considered, if the offense, if Kenny Pickett progresses, he could be behind Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, Herbert, Jackson. He becomes then about middle of the pack in the AFC, right? He mm-hmm. becomes anywhere from 6 to 8 or so, mm-hmm. 16 teams in the AFC. Isn't that the expectation of Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think Caboli would.
This fast? Now?
Well, I just think at his peak, even.
Yeah, because if you look around the AFC, there are a bunch of retreads. There are people that weren't first-round picks. There are guys that are acclimating to the organization and new. You take a first-round pick as a quarterback, I think you expect him pretty quickly, especially in the second year, to be at worst middle of the pack in the conference.
Yeah, I mean.
I think that's a fair thing.
Yeah, I mean, I do look at the AFC, though, and yeah, I think I listed 11 guys who are also first-round picks, so do all of them not achieve their expectation level if they fall behind X, Y, and Z? I also just don't think the guy's ever going to be Mahomes or Allen or Burrow, and it can be okay that that's the case. You can probably, at the end of the day, at the end of their careers, count 10 players that might be better than them all time at the quarterback position. So if Kenny Pickett slides in there and is middle of the pack in the AFC, I still think you're going to have a chance to win playoff games and maybe more than that if your team is built well around him. And he wasn't the first overall pick in the draft. He does not have the talent as some of these guys.
Where was Ben his second year? I bet you he was middle of the pack in the AFC, right?
His first year, he was damn good.
He won the Super Bowl second year.
His second, okay, so where was he at? Was he ahead of Brady? Was he ahead of Rivers? Was he ahead of Manning? Was he ahead of Palmer?
Well, in the AFC, he was probably fourth or fifth at worst, straight away from his second year, I would think, in terms of his real skills at that point. And the, I don't want to say deteriorating skills, but the different points in the career where other people were. I think if you, you know, that's a really good question. I think if you look at Ben his second year and you rank the quarterbacks in the AFC, he was probably no worse than fourth or fifth because of the way he burst onto the scene.
Is that middle of the pack then? I mean, is that kind of where we're at with Kenny?
Oh, that's top but quarter.
That's top.
But Ben's, you could see early that Ben had that, was cut from that mold of future Hall of Famer if he was going to win Super Bowls. And he, the second year, he wins a Super Bowl. He was immediately thrown in and immediately was challenging Manning and Brady and jumped ahead of your, I mean, who else was second tier at that point? Trent
Green,
Chad
Pennington. Yeah, there's a huge danger in this, though. There's a, in Caboli, and it's of no fault of his. To solely measure the quarterback position here in Pittsburgh against those other great quarterbacks, I think is a disservice because the quarterback here in Pittsburgh, I don't think is going to be the same straw that stirs the drinks like it is with other offenses. And I've said this from the day that he was drafted. He's never going to – it's bad if he's the best player in the offense. Najee Harris, some games, needs to be the best player in the offense. George Pickens needs to be the best player in the offense. There are sometimes the offense might function best if Pat Freiermuth catches 13 balls within 8 yards of the scrimmage line. He, I think, will work best as a distributor, mm-hmm. Kenny Pickett, and then make a run here and there for a first down. I just, when you measure him against those other guys that put the game on their shoulders week in and week out, I don't think that that's beneficial to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No.
Having the focal point as their quarterback.
Especially
with how they're building their defense, too.
If he's the focal point, that would mean to me that he has exceeded expectations. Like, if he's the best player on the offense, to me it would be because he's playing that well. I don't think he's going to be that guy, but you can win. Listen, Andy Dalton won a whole bunch of games in Cincinnati. Did he win playoff games? No. There were also other extenuating circumstances there due to injury. He didn't even play in one of them. Marvin Lewis couldn't win regardless of quarterback, yada, yada. He can be that guy. To me, it comes down to, with him, how many games can you win with the guy? I don't think he's ever going to put up those video game numbers. He's never going to look on the field the way that Allen or Mahomes look. Can you win with Kenny Pickett? You need to get into the playoffs this year, and he needs to be one of the reasons why.
To me, it comes down to, can you take care of the football and not give it to the other team?
Mm-hmm.
I just think the Steelers, even if they come up empty, even if they play boring-ass football where they kick a million field goals, it can't be 7-9. It can't be 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. I don't think it will be. I think that they have to get in the mode where sometimes a punt's not a bad thing. Sometimes a field goal, that's okay. A lot of times a field goal, that's okay. I know we pine and scream and yell about 18 points a game and 20 points a game. It might not. Historically, they've never been among the highest scoring teams in the AFC. They just never do that. And I don't think they're ever going to get there. We'd like to see them score a couple more. But most importantly for Kenny Pickett is taking care of the football.
Yeah, they're built on defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.